All right, while the slides are loading up, I'll just introduce myself. I'm a fourth-year Emory Medical student, as well as I work in the CDC in the Division of Cancer Prevention and Control. In June 2006, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or the ACIP, made recommendations for the quadrant human papillomavirus, or HPV, vaccine, which includes HPV types 6, 11, 16, and 18. They recommended routine vaccination of females ages 11 to 12, and the three-dose series can begin as young as age 9 years. Catch-up vaccination was also recommended for females aged 13 to 26 years old who had not been previously vaccinated or who had not completed the vaccination series. In October 2009, they made similar recommendations for the bivalent HPV vaccine, which includes HPV types 16 and 18. Monitoring HPV vaccine uptake post-licensure allows for identification of uptake patterns. Depending on these patterns, there is the potential to reduce disparities in cervical cancer, which include higher incidence among African American, Hispanic, and poor women. Monitoring uptake will also allow the development of targeted interventions to increase HPV vaccine coverage. In the United States, surveillance of HPV vaccine coverage in girls is possible through several national surveys, each with its own strengths and limitations. This study's objectives include the following: to examine quadrivalent HPV vaccine uptake 1.5 to 2 years after vaccine licensure among girls in the US in the routine, catch-up, and prior to routine age groups. We also aim to identify demographic and behavioral factors associated with report of vaccine receipt, as well as to describe barriers to vaccination. We examined data from the National Health Interview Survey, or NHIS, for 2008. NHIS is an annual, multi-purpose, in-person health survey conducted by the CDC that collects information on the U.S. civilian non-institutionalized household population with oversampling of some racial ethnic groups. From each family, one sample child younger than 18 years old and one sample adult are randomly selected. In the NHIS child module, the child does not self-report. Instead, a knowledgeable parent or parental proxy answers on the sample child's behalf. The response rate for the 2008 child module was 72.3%. The new NHIS child HPV supplement in 2008 was administered to all households with a female sample child age 8 to 17 years old. We were interested in girls within the recommended childhood age range of HPV vaccination of 9 to 17 years, or 2,205 girls. The supplement included a series of questions on HPV vaccine, including whether the child had received the vaccine, the number of shots the child had received, or the reason the child did not receive the vaccine. The child's vaccination status is reported by parental recall without provider verification. The descriptive analysis for vaccine uptake was limited to 11 to 17-year-old girls because there were a small number of 8 to 10-year-old girls in the sample who had been vaccinated at the time of the survey. Barriers to vaccination were assessed for females ages 9 to 17 years old. In bivariate analyses, factors associated with vaccination, including demographic characteristics, health behaviors, and HPV vaccine familiarity, were compared using chi-square tests. All statistical analyses were performed using SAS-Sudan version 9.2 to account for the complex survey design. This figure shows HPV vaccine initiation among girls 11 to 17 years old by age and age group, which are found on the x-axis. The uptake percentage with 95% confidence intervals are also displayed. There's significantly higher vaccine initiation in girls 15 to 17 years old when compared to the 11 to 12 year old girls. This graph shows the HPV vaccine uptake among females 11 to 17 years old by number of vaccine doses received, with at least one dose in the purple bar, at least two doses in the blue bar, and three doses in the orange bar. For each age group we examined, we observed a decrease in the coverage for the second and third doses. Overall, the 13 to 17 year olds had higher uptake at each dosing level compared to the 11 to 12 year olds at the time of the survey. In bivariate analyses of demographic characteristics associated with HPV vaccine initiation among females 11 to 17 years old, non-Hispanic Asian girls had the lowest uptake at 7%. Girls in the Northeast and Midwest had higher vaccine uptake when compared to girls in the South or the West. No significant difference was found by family poverty threshold. Coverage with public or private insurance was associated with higher vaccine uptake compared to no insurance. Parental familiarity with HPV vaccine was also strongly associated with higher vaccine initiation. Accessing preventive health services in the past 12 months, including a well child check, dental exam, or flu shot, were all associated with higher HPV vaccine initiation. This figure illustrates the barriers to HPV vaccination by age group reported by parents who would not vaccinate their daughter if their physician recommended it. Parents reported their one main barrier to vaccination in an open-ended fashion, which were then coded into the categories above. Overall, the most common parental barriers were their daughter not needing the vaccine and insufficient information about the vaccine. Parents more frequently cited their daughter not being sexually active as a barrier with older age, while concerns that their daughter was too young for the vaccine diminished as age increased. Parents were also worried about vaccine safety. High vaccine cost was not a common barrier cited, though data could not be presented by age group due to unstable estimates. However, parents interested in vaccinating a currently unimmunized daughter against HPV were also asked if they would vaccinate their child if the vaccine cost $360 to $500, the cost of the three doses plus a clinic visit. Approximately 50% of parents stated that they would vaccinate at this cost. Of the 272 respondents who would not pay the $360 to $500, or for whom the main reason to not vaccinate was because it was too expensive, 92% said that they would vaccinate their child if the vaccine was free or offered at a much lower cost. We analyzed a nationally representative survey with consistently high response rates and oversampling of some racial ethnic groups. The NHIS Child HPV module also allowed for measurement of vaccination uptake among girls in the full recommended childhood age range for vaccination, which is 9 to 17 years old. Additionally, the survey includes data on a variety of factors associated with vaccine receipt through linkage with other NHIS adult and child modules. We acknowledge that this study has several limitations. First, vaccination status may be subject to recall error, since it is determined by parent recall and not provider verified. Age at vaccination is also unknown, making interpretation of uptake rates by age group more difficult. Additionally, some of the analyses produced unstable estimates because fewer girls in the younger age groups of the sample had been vaccinated. This study provides a national estimate of HPV vaccine uptake among girls in the target age group. We found that 15% of girls in the 11 to 12 year old age group had initiated the vaccination series. This age group is the target age group because ideally girls would be vaccinated prior to the onset of sexual activity for maximum vaccine efficacy. However, we found that some of the most common parental barriers to vaccination for this age group, such as does not need vaccine and too young for vaccine, fall under the common theme of lack of immunization urgency, meaning that parents do not sense the urgency to vaccinate their girls while they're within this target age range. Our finding of lower uptake rates among the 11 to 12 year old age group when compared to the 13 to 17 year olds is consistent with previous studies which have shown that parents and providers are more hesitant to vaccinate younger girls. We are able to compare our findings of HPV vaccine uptake among 13 to 17 year olds in NHIS 2008 to the estimates from the National Immunization Survey for Teens, which was published in a 2009 MMWR. The NHIS estimates for initiation and completion are lower than those found in NIS. Though both are nationally representative surveys, the differences in the results may be explained by different survey methodology. NHIS is an in-person household survey that represents households both with and without landlines, while NIS Teen uses telephone random digit dialing and therefore only includes households with landlines. It's possible that NHIS is a more representative sample of the general population, but NHIS is based on parental recall and is therefore subject to bias. The NIS data, on the other hand, has been verified by medical records and is considered to be more accurate, thus making them CDC's official coverage estimates. Coverage with the complete three-dose HPV vaccination series among girls aged 13 to 17 years old was low at 11%. This may be an underestimate that reflects girls not having had the opportunity to complete the vaccination series at the timing of the survey, or it also may reflect a true decreased compliance with the second and third doses. Because there are no data on vaccine efficacy with less than three doses, it is important to get all three doses of the vaccine. And further studies are needed to understand the barriers to completing the vaccination series. From introduction, the uptake of new vaccines takes years and can depend on numerous factors. Hence, uptake varies, and there is no usual timeline for a new vaccine. Because the HPV vaccine has the potential to prevent many cases of cervical cancer and other HPV-associated diseases, the findings from this study, as well as the findings from NIST, both emphasize the need for targeted public health messages and interventions to improve HPV vaccine coverage among girls. Interventions should reinforce the importance of vaccinating girls in the target age group, ideally prior to sexual activity. Intervention should also ensure that healthcare providers have information on the vaccine for parents and patients, since insufficient vaccine information was a common barrier cited. Additionally, efforts should promote well-child checkups, which were shown to be associated with higher vaccine uptake. CDC's preteen vaccine campaign is an example of one approach to improve HPV vaccine coverage among young adolescents. Thank you. Any questions?
Hi, I work in a teen-based health center. I think about a lot of HPV. One of the challenges is very painful injections. I often will ice an iron before I give it. And the rumor that goes through our high school is the first one hurts, the second one really hurts, and the third one is horribly painful. And it's a constant battle to correct that. It's a real barrier.
The comment was that the HPV vaccine, one of the barriers to administering it in the clinic that she works at is that the vaccine is known as being a very painful vaccine. I've actually gotten the vaccine myself, and it was the most painful vaccine I can ever remember receiving. And so it is very difficult to know that you have to go back for the second and third doses after you received the first very painful dose. You know, that wasn't reflected in this survey because this was a survey of parents who were answering for children, and so they're not feeling the pain. Any other questions?
Why is it so painful?
I believe it's because the adjuvant that's used in the vaccine causes it to be painful, and local reactions are the most common side effect that are associated with the vaccine. Did you want to?
Well, I just wanted to say that there's actually no data to say that the second, third, or the first that there are some rumors going around. Like my daughter also got the vaccine. She did not say that the second and third were more painful. And it was not more painful. And there are other data showing it's actually not more painful than other vaccines. But anyway, in terms of why it is, if some people have reported that maybe there's a tingling or something, it's not clear that it is due to the adjuvant. The adjuvant is actually similar to the adjuvant that there is in other vaccines. So I think there is data still out on that. There are some studies that will be published looking at simultaneous vaccination of HPV vaccine with other adolescent vaccinations like Tdap and then combo vaccine that will actually provide some hard data on local reactions compared to other vaccinations.
Thank you, Lori. Parents gave their responses in an open-ended manner, and then coders coded their responses into one of those categories. But that is a limitation also. Difficult to know what that means.
Thank you so much, Shopping. This was wonderful.